Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thursday, August 27th. I'm excited to be here with my friend and colleague Jennifer Horn and friend and colleague Ken Kessler. He's done his exercising. Jennifer's had her long winter's summertime nap.
Yes.
And we are here at your service and on your side to discuss things that are in some ways disgusting. And then there are other things that are important to discuss because they are good. I would say the good news is the stunning rebound. I love these headlines, don't you? Dizzying dive and stunning rebound.
It's like a swimming move.
Yeah. As this host told you 5 days ago, sit down and be quiet and let it just work its way out. And that's pretty much what's happening. If you look at the overseas markets today, bolstered by what happened in America yesterday, things are leveling off. The correction has taken place for the most part. Will there be more blips and burps and gas here and there? Yep. But it is not the end of the world, and you can tell CNN to go stuff it. Watch your 401k circling the drain. What a bunch of clowns. Good God.
What they do at CNN now.
Yep, it is. They're clowns. Okay, so we're going to talk about the situation with Katrina. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Katrina, 10 years after, in a few minutes. Right now, I want to spend some time focused on this event that took place yesterday after we were off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Something
right
happened.
Right as we went off the air.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much at the same time. It was a morning news broadcast where a television reporter and a cameraman were shot. This was live. Can you imagine? Just imagine.
I can't.
Watching something on television.
Watching your kid deliver the news.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right.
Or for the woman, her fiance was watching.
Well, yeah. I saw something about the father, this young woman who'd been obviously the apple of her father's eye, in a manner of speaking. And if for some reason or other you don't know what we're talking about, yesterday, reporter for WDBJ Television in Roanoke, where we are heard, her name was Allison Parker, and her cameraman, Adam Ward, were shot and killed by a fellow who had worked at the television station. Disgruntled employee, another on-air talent. I guess you use that word a lot. That's what we are called sometimes by management. Talent. So here were people who were just out kind of doing... I mean, is it different because they're visible in a circumstance where a lot of people might have been watching? It's because of the shock value, yes. Mm-hmm. Her life's not worth any more or less than anybody else's who has been through a situation like this, and neither is his.
But the brazen way in which it was done, and the fact that he had a camera going, he had a GoPro camera
You saw a picture of the reporter.
You could see the picture. I mean, I wouldn't watch the video that he released because what happened is that the suspect came up with the gun. Mm. He had a GoPro going on. He documented everything. And then after he took off and in between when he offed himself and when he shot these three people, he released this footage via social media. And people were watching. Twitter eventually shut down his account. But, you know... The way that people have just become so desensitized to things and the way that this is now how we get our name in lights is by taking a GoPro camera and going and offing someone that we consider our competition. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Some people who have watched the actual broadcast footage The anchor was on the air actually talking to the reporter. Reporter's got her microphone out in front of somebody interviewing her. At least that person survived, I believe. But the father, I was reading an account, the father's name is Andy. They normally talked every day. Just why? Okay, go ahead, Kenny. You were about to say something.
No, what can you say?
Nah,
it's so horrific.
You just gasp at the very thought of it. And so now what you're going to hear on a bunch of radio stations and radio programs today, if you didn't hear it already yesterday, it could happen to us. And, yeah, it could. It could happen to somebody working in an office someplace. It could happen to anybody.
But this guy had a history of being very difficult to work with.
Yeah.
He had to be escorted from the building.
Yeah. You can tell by looking at this guy. If you understand people and body language and facial expressions, you can look at this guy in seconds and figure out he's a problem.
And you're going to hear, and the debates are already starting. I actually heard one pundit on the news. You know, immediately people want to try to explain why this guy did what he did. And there's like a million different reasons. Yeah. Maybe there was something romantic. He was a disgruntled employee. He was upset about Charleston. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that you're hearing. I heard a pundit talk about the reason he did this was because of the economy.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's a lot of stuff you can tie to the economy. I don't know if you can tie this guy's behavior to the economy. I guess they were trying to make the stretch that since there's fewer jobs, he was upset because...
Oh, give me a break. That's the case that everybody should be shooting at everybody else. Give me a break.
I still question every day when we have these events is people try to stretch.
Yeah.
Stretch to try to figure, okay, it's this, it's that, it's the other.
It's all
this
nonsense.
This is all about mental illness. This is all about craziness.
This guy
and
was
I'm calling.
Yeah.
We need to start calling on law enforcement now, and we need to start taking some responsibility for ourselves. When we see something in our small businesses, in our community that isn't right, when behavior isn't right and it's not the norm, we should say something to law authorities, and they need to have a department set up to look into this kind of thing, because these guys are able to go out and buy guns, and as much as I'm all for normal, sane people having guns, this guy should not have been able to buy a gun with his history of wackadoodleness.
Yep. You know, and it's not that difficult to report somebody. I don't understand. I had someone, I don't want to mention any names, I had somebody that I was close to who was trying to manipulate me and left a message on my phone that they were going to kill themselves. This was 10, 15 years ago. And I couldn't get there, so I called the police.
Right.
And they went and picked them up and did what they needed to do. It's just, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard. And it's responsibility. You just have to do it.
All right. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with our first overview of what's happened and why it happened and how it could happen. The TV reporter and the cameraman. Most people have heard the story at this point in time. As most people have been aware of, the 10th anniversary of Katrina hitting land and laying waste to New Orleans. We'll talk to Polly Muzdens in just a matter of moments, a reporter for Newsweek who's written on this very issue.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with Polly Muzdens, who is a reporter for Newsweek. She has been a staff writer for The Wire. She's worked with The Atlantic. She's a good reporter and has been covering the 10-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Polly, please feel welcome here on the Good Day program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
10 years on, the situation in New Orleans is what, from your perspective, your perch?
I think for the large part, you can see there's been a lot of rebuilding that's been extremely successful, and a lot of that has been through charity. If you look at it through the government perspective, there have been a lot of failures that are well-documented and, unfortunately, extreme. And the last neighborhood that I can say 10 years on did not successfully rebuild because it's under less than 50% occupancy from what it was originally, is one of the poorest. Mostly African Americans used to live there. They were mostly elderly, so a lot of them died and a lot of them relocated. So 10 years on, it's still a struggle, but overall we can say there have been a lot of charity-driven successes.
You're right. Rampant fraud and bumbling bureaucracy made moving back into these neighborhoods difficult. May I go one step further, or at least ask if it's if there's another, at least one step further when it comes to looking at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and rebuilding the levees to the exact same point where they were before, where most every expert and people with any common sense said, what are you doing this for? This will allow the same thing to happen again and again and again.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a big part of it. And people are really scared of whether the levees are successful or not. Almost everyone I interviewed, we had a brief conversation about that. You know, do you feel safe? Do you trust what the engineers did? And while some people are trusting, a lot of people, especially those that live in Lakeview, which is, you know, very heavily affected, those that live in Gentilly, another heavily affected neighborhood, and, you know, they've just spent all this money and all this time rebuilding, and some of them aren't sure. And I think that, you know, that lack of being able to trust the engineers is why a lot of people didn't come back.
So where did they go? The people who did not move back into the city went where?
I think a lot of them went to Texas. A lot of them went, you know, Alabama. A lot of people relocated to Atlanta. There's a lot of great big cities in the South that have relatively similar cultures to Louisiana. You know, New Orleans is unique because of a lot of, you know, its vibrancy, its parades, its history. But there are other places that if you have a family, you're able to settle. And a big reason that people were able to settle in other big southern cities is because of the schools. The schools were unable to reopen quickly after Katrina, which is partially understandable, but some of the delays were really just a bureaucracy mess. There was one school that volunteers had cleaned out in the lower Ninth Ward. They had gone through all this work, making it look nice, and the city had kept it chained. They at one point had police show up to try to prevent volunteers from going in to reopen the school that they were doing all the work on for free, getting supplies for free, because, you know, there wasn't some kind of person to double check whether everything was okay from the city's perspective, even if all of these qualified volunteers are making sure it's okay. So if you're a family person, you have two children, they have to go to school somewhere, and there's a great school in Atlanta that, you know, perhaps you have cousins at, that's where you're going to relocate.
So the ignorance that is a part of this, you just gave us a pretty good example, the corruption also, the mayors, I remember, who tried to make hay while the sun wasn't shining there, turned out to be a pretty bad guy, didn't he?
He did, and that was really one of the most difficult things to report on here. It was so sad to see the mayor, you know, the person that was supposed to be a leader for the everyone was supposed to trust. He was using it partially to his advantage, and then when he wasn't, you know, being corrupt and trying to make these backroom deals, he just wasn't doing anything. The Bring New Orleans Back Commission, which was, I think, a great example of ignorance in the city, was staffed primarily by quite wealthy people. There was really only one community activist on the board, and it was supposed to be led by the mayor to bring the city back, quite literally, and instead, they really couldn't get anything done because the mayor never really pushed for any of their ideas, some of which were actually quite good.
And there's still a lot of poverty and violence there, even though the government will tell you they spent $14 billion rebuilding. They rebuilt the wrong stuff. Thank you, Polly Mossens from Newsweek magazine, for this overview of Katrina 10 years after.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The sky is crying.
All right, let's go.
Can it let it roll down the street?
Fadden will like this. Stevie Ray Vaughan.
The sky is crying.
In our minds today. He was killed in a helicopter crash after performing at a concert in Wisconsin at the age of 35 on this date in 1990. His words are responsible for our thought of the day today on Good Day. Please take care of yourselves and those that you love, because that is what we are here for. That's all we got, and that is all we can take with us. Stevie Ray Vaughan, big-time blues guitarist, very successful, passing away on this date in 1990. As we review some of the things that have taken place on this date in history, on this date in 1965, Ken Kessler was born. Did you know that,
what?
Jennifer?
Today, oh, my gosh, I didn't even say happy birthday to you, Ken.
It's Ken Kessler's birthday.
I be here for a few
that.
More hours.
I happy know, I feel so bad. I
to
didn't
him.
Say anything.
Nice going, Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Happy birthday
thank you.
To
you.
Usually I sit down and shout
happy
that out
birthday.
Annoyingly. Man.
All right, so you are, how old are you today? Who are you?
39.
You're 50 years old today?
Yep.
Wow. Good for you.
I did something that Elvis didn't get to do.
He did. Well, all right, so what else has happened on this date in history? This date in 1921, J.E. Clare, who was the owner of the Acme Packing Company, bought a pro football franchise and brought it to Green Bay. The name first suggested was the Cheeseheads, the Green Bay Cheeseheads, but he decided to do what? Why are the Green Bay Packers called the Packers? Duh. 888-302-3684. All right. Did I make that easy enough, Jennifer?
Yeah, you pretty much gave it away. I think it's ready for the grabbing.
Let's see how people pay attention. I mean, there are a lot of people who have one ear open and the other ear not open. So let's see. I sort of did give you the answer. Let's see how well you remember what I said. 888-302-3684. You'll get a sample pack of Cedarside's 100% organic bug sprays. If you have the answer as to why the Green Bay Packers are called the Green Bay Packers. Why? 888-302-3684. And unlike the usual 2020 News Quiz question, because we're doing it in this portion of the program, you got about 60 seconds to figure it out.
Hurry.
And call 888-302-3684. Why are the Green Bay Packers called the Packers? Let's see here. What else has happened on this date? In 1950, all U.S. railroads were seized by the Army to avert a strike. It took until May of 1952 after the railroad owners signed a contract with the union for control to be restored to the railroad owners. This was one of the most interesting and original examples of unionism really controlling in large part, and as it did in the 50s, after World War II and through the late 60s, probably early 70s, the union movement became very powerful, and there was no better representation, or worse, depending on your point of view, than the railroads. Unbelievable. They used to call it feather bedding. I can remember as a student in high school spending a week on unions and feather bedding and how it worked at the railroads. Pretty interesting stuff, actually, to get right down to it. Happy birthday to Ken Kessler. Did you know it was his birthday, Jennifer?
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday. All right, let's see here. Is this O'Hara? Is that how we pronounce your name?
O'Hara, yes.
O'Hara. Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. All right, why are the Green Bay Packers called the Packers?
They moved. They packed and moved.
No. Oh, that's a good guess. Not the right one, however. All right, let's see. Here we. What do we got here? Elizabeth, why are they called the Green Bay Packers?
From meatpacking paper.
Yeah, well, then the fellow that owned them was a meatpacking guy, and so he just named the Packers for what they did there in the processing plant. Good. You get the, hold on just a second, you'll get the sample pack of organic bug spray from Cedarside, 28 after the hour.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
I have just been given permission to talk. How about that?
Jennifer, go right ahead.
But Roberta's not here, so we can't walk. We just have to talk.
Cool.
Half past the hour on Good Day.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Do you want us to play that song for you, Dougie?
No. Well,
you've been having a very interesting week because your lady friend is out of town and you've been dog sitting for
Millie.
And you guys have not quite, like, vibed yet on the schedule. Like, she hasn't become a full-fledged radio dog where she goes out on our breaks. You have to take breaks to let her out.
Yeah, man.
Like
Charlotte,
anyone.
We never had to worry about Charlotte. Charlotte was ready at the
radio. She was a radio dog.
She was a radio dog, yes. That's true. 34 after the hour now. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the markets around the world doing better, although there certainly is still a volatility to the quality of what's going on in the markets. But we are blessed here in our country to have had some... the people who run the Fed are often, is the word excoriated? Is that a good word?
Sure, if you want to confuse us.
That's a good word. I don't know what it means, but it's a really good word.
Calendar word of the day? Come on.
Yeah, that could be the word of the day. Anyway, there are a lot of people who take shots at the Fed, and maybe some of that is deserved. But yesterday, with a steady hand, the Fed said no interest rate increases. Bingo. Dow Jones market goes woof. And then now today... after yesterday's rebound here, the rest of the markets are doing quite well. Still is uncertainty about China's economy, and so there are going to be lots of reassessments. We had the story yesterday on the air about this fellow who was buying companies, and I think they were companies that were in China that were making products, and he was bringing those companies back to America to make the products here, right? Did I have that? Was that yesterday, Kenny? You know, it was yesterday or the day before.
I think so.
Yeah, a pretty good story that is all part of the reassessment. You know, there are these things happen. They go up and down.
Okay.
Come on.
You know,
don't get so excited about it. What?
I need total honesty from you and from Ken Kessler.
Really?
Total honesty. Are you guys ready? Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah, let's have it.
Do you really understand what's happening and what you're saying?
What I'm saying?
Can I go first?
Yes.
Because my answer is shorter.
Are you asking Ken whether he understands it or he understands me?
Because I think a lot of people that talk about the market just go, and I don't think anybody really understands what the heck is going on.
It's called manipulation.
I'm just asking you personally. Do you understand what you're saying?
Why, does it sound like I don't understand what I'm saying?
No, it sounds like you do. You sound awesome. I mean, props. I'm just, I have a theory.
It's pretty simple.
Because I don't understand it, that no one else does either.
Well, but there is the real reason is because the guys who want to sell you things want you to be confused to convince you that they know and you don't.
I don't know if anybody's trying to sell me anything, but most of this stuff.
But it's manipulation and it's confusion that's contrived. Because the markets are pretty simple. You put money in,
you
want to make money, what you have to understand is that most of the money is made by the big investors and not by you, Jennifer, and not by you, Kenny, and not by me, Doug Steffen. It just, that's the way it's rigged.
Thank God for the three of us, otherwise the world would be in real trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a game. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's the same as going to Las Vegas or Atlantic City and putting money on a crap table.
Right. Well, Ken's answer was what I was looking for. Yours was
no.
Long,
okay,
right?
So you don't want my answer. Okay. Got it. All right. Anyway, the markets and what we're thinking about the markets, you got it. Let's see here. Vice President Joe Biden, if he's smart, doesn't run. That's the way I read it. I don't think Joe Biden ought to run. I think that he is in a place now that's probably pretty good for him and his family. And I think
his son.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Emotionally, this was not. I don't think running for a president is smart for him. If I were his advisor, somebody in his family, I would say, even though your son said, "Oh, Dad, please run for president," and then he dies, that's not a good reason to run. I think he would have a very difficult time, and it would be very difficult, frankly, for him to be opposed to a person. How do you run? And I asked this question yesterday. How do you run against somebody who's your friend? It's difficult enough for the Clintons to be running against the Bushes, because that's what they're doing when they're all family friends. But how does Joe Biden, who's been a friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton, and probably a better friend with and for Hillary Clinton, how do you run against her and tear apart things? I think that's really what it is. How do you question her? Well, but I don't think he's got it. That's what I'm saying. Personally, I don't think he's got it. And
one of these conservative websites that send out little, they try to be funny,
nonsense.
They send out satire.
Right.
And they did the top 10 Joe Biden gaffes.
Yeah.
And you know which one I had forgotten about that is my favorite?
Right.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, in the wheelchair.
Stand up. Yeah. Let him see you. And the guys in the wheelchair, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it was.
Like that one.
It was pretty funny.
I'd forgotten that.
It was funny and sad at the same time. That's the way I look at it, frankly. So it's just thinking out loud. And now on the other side of the page, this what's the Spanish language anchor's name that Trump's going
Jorge
after?
Ramos?
Jorge Ramos. I think I said yesterday, get a suit. One other thing. I mean, look at the facial expressions on both of them as they're arguing with each other.
Did you see him bring yourself down on Megyn Kelly last night?
No, of course I didn't. I don't watch Megyn
Kelly.
This
was hysterical because it almost made me uncomfortable because everybody knows that Donald Trump has been attacking Megyn Kelly. I mean, you have to hide under a rock not to know this. And so, she brings him on, and he probably said maybe four or five times when she was keeping it really classy as far as asking him questions about Trump. She wasn't like trying to say, "Oh, what a jerk! Can you believe what he did?" I mean, she was asking real questions.
Right.
And he was answering, "Well, you know, Donald Trump doesn't like us, Megan." Like every time that he would answer a question, he'd always bring up this dust up with Donald Trump, and it was so uncomfortable. I mean, I felt sorry for her. She probably wanted to like slide under her desk. It was really bizarre to watch.
It's getting silly.
It's come on. You're going to talk about your
problem. And he's baiting them, and they're going for the bait.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
And then it makes them look worse than he looks.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They look silly, and he keeps moving on. It's really silly. And I never heard of Jorge, what's-his-face, but Ramos.
He's been around for a while.
Right, yeah.
He's an more an activist than a journalist.
Right, and that's the problem with people like that. That's his problem, and that's the problem with too many people who are reporters and supposedly presenters of the news. They are nothing but activists, and they don't present themselves that way. Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah, you just admit what you are, that you have a spin and a slant. I mean, who cares? But
right. So we have a spin and a slant here. This is called the Doug Steffen Spin and Splant program. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What a slant hits your windshield. It's a slant.
When we return in a moment, Dr. Jack is going to help us understand the benefits of fish oil and what happens to your body if you don't have enough vitamin D. All coming up next here in discussion on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gun stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus gray floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is the forbidden doctor. That's what his wife says. I forbid you to come into the house and practice medicine. Do it in the office.
Do it in the garage
where it belongs, yes. His wife Mary and Jack are both responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts, which have terrific information. Every week there's a new one. Join the hundreds of thousands of people who have signed up for the information of the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, brought to you by Long Life Energy Enzymes. This is a product that will change how you live. There is nothing like the Long Life Energy Enzymes anywhere. And it's not, would you call it a supplement, Jack? How would you refer? How would you best describe the long life energy enzymes?
A supplement on steroids.
Supplements on steroids, but steroids
yeah,
are not
well. It literally replaces everything your pancreas has to do for you, mm-hmm. and because of these crazy processed food diets that most Americans, Canadians, Europeans have today, our pancreas never gets a chance to rest. It's like beating a dead horse, and that's what these enzymes are about, is to give the pancreas a rest, because when you look at the explosion of pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, everywhere you turn, you're seeing this, because that poor organ just gets so overworked. So that's why I put this together. Mary and I sat down, we researched, we tried to find something to do the job. It doesn't exist, so we put it together ourselves.
All right, so the bottom line here, folks, is save yourself from processed foods by using the Long Life Energy Enzymes, which you can get by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on Products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Save yourself from processed foods. If you like a hot dog, have the hot dog. But then afterwards, reach for some Long Life Energy Enzymes, and you'll discount the use of the processed foods or the things that are in the processed foods from messing up your body. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on Products, and then go to Long Life Energy Enzymes. That's ForbiddenDoctor.com for the Long Life Energy Enzymes. All right, let's talk about long life and vitamin D. What happens to your body if you don't have enough?
The number one job of vitamin D, and it has plenty of processes in the body, is to absorb calcium in the gut. You can eat calcium all day. If you're vitamin D deficient, the calcium is going to pass right on through the system. Mm-hmm. That's its number one job. When we don't get enough sun, then we need to supplement with a good quality food-based vitamin D. Because I consulted with a lady yesterday, only in her 30s, her early 30s, and she's already got the stage 2 level of osteoporosis. And wow. She never goes outside because she's scared of the sun, and she has the processed foods diet. So I directed her on some areas to get natural vitamin D. But nothing beats the sun. And without vitamin D, you simply will not absorb calcium.
All right. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Even if you are in the sun a lot, you still need, most people who have their blood tested properly will find a deficiency in vitamin C. So a supplement,
vitamin
a good
D.
one. Vitamin D, excuse me. Well, vitamin C is also important, too.
Well, absolutely.
For different reasons. It's always been sort of one of those supplements that you felt like you had to have. You needed a general purpose multivitamin and vitamin C. So let's talk about this study that takes a shot at the benefits of fish oil. There's always going to be somebody or something that'll detract or distract from what I would guess you and I would agree on is the truth about fish oil.
Well, when you're absolutely correct, Doug. Usually when studies like this come out, you don't look at what the newspaper headline said. You have to get inside the study and read it. And you find out that the basic material that they used, the fish oils that they were using in the study, were on a prescriptive level. Now, it's like a prescription-level banana or a prescription-level apple. I mean, this is ridiculous. These products are so overprocessed that the real elemental aspect of why it's vital to human physiology has been destroyed in the processing. Mm-hmm. If you want a good, healthy heart, and they claim there's no studies. That's not true. There's been plenty of studies on this. The least processed a food product is that we consume, the more benefit it is to us, because it still has enzymes in it. Now, the study did go on to say, well, you know, you'd be better off eating the fish flesh.
Of course you would. Not everybody's going to have fish 3 times a day.
Well, right. Well, you know, and if somebody came up to you and said, Doug, we're going to study the benefits of milk, cow's milk on humans, but we're going to use pasteurized, not raw. You know, immediately you're going to say, hey, wait a second, your study's already flawed. That's kind of what happened here with the fish oil. Right. Fish oil is definitely beneficial.
I always want to know who pays for the study to figure out what the end result
is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not only do you want to read the study and find out what they actually did, you want to find out who's paying for this.
Yeah. All right. Somebody sent me an email and asked what was the best way to naturally get to sleep, that is, fall asleep.
Yeah, well, hoe the rose of the garden all day long.
Physical exertion.
That's it. That's it. You know, it's just crazy how sedentary that we have become.
Mm-hmm.
That we sit in chairs all day long that destroy the spine because it alters the curves in the spine because you're sitting in an unnatural position or you're driving in a truck or a car all day long or you're sitting in a classroom all day long. I mean, this is not the way up to 100 years ago that our spines actually operated. Exercise.
Yeah. All right, good. There's Jack Stockwell helping us live a better life. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com and the podcast there. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've had subbing for Greg Stebbin this week. Subbing for Stebbin sounds like a
new TV show.
I think. Game show, yeah. Kim Gerritsen is here. We're going to talk about the ad blocker. Yesterday we went to adblock.com. The day before that we went to unroll.me. What practical advice and wonderful help he has been to us this week. So we're going to go back because there's an addenda to ad blocker, Jennifer, which is going to help a lot of people who use YouTube and get disgruntled by the realities there. Stand by for that report up next here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful Gold Junior's Tammy's, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One Bath Towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Flex Styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, let's get to Kim Gerritsen, who helped us this week. If you were not around for the conversation on Monday about Unroll.me, subscribe to it and unsubscribe to a lot of stuff that you don't want. It was very helpful for me to get rid of 400 or 500 different things that I don't use and I don't want. And now we came to ad blocking and adblocker.com and discussed that for use on the internet. Now you'll go one step further with us, Kim, on how you use ad blocker for YouTube.
Ad blocker for YouTube. I just discovered it yesterday, Doug. And you know how when you watch YouTube videos, and by the way, YouTube is the second most popular search engine behind Google. So right. Imagine how many people are viewing YouTube every day and irritated by those little ads that pop up over the bottom of the screen, blocking your view, or even worse, take over the whole screen and you see a countdown that says, oh, you have to watch this ad for 8 seconds before right. You can see the video you want. Ad blocker for YouTube. Just Google search it. Very easy download. And poof, all your ads are gone from YouTube.
So you don't have to do anything else. It will automatically take care of the ads by applying this technology.
That's right.
Really? So what do the people who are running the ads say about this? They can't be very happy.
Well, so here's the little-known secret about ad blocker. The big boys, Google especially, they pay the ad blocking company to let some of their ads through, but not to the irritation level that exists today, and why you should seriously consider using ad blocking.
Wow, what about that? Talk about corruption. Oof. All right. Anyway,
By the way, Doug, yeah. We were ahead of the game in terms of radio and ad blocking because Howard Stern devoted his show yesterday to his discovery of ad blocking.
Nah, 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 nah. We beat him to the punch.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see if we can beat him. We have a minute left here. Smartphone cameras and I don't know what the complaint is. I'm not a photographer. But I have a flip phone, and I take pretty good pictures, too. With that, never mind. I have a smartphone, too, but I don't use it much. But are people really anticipating smartphones to be as good as a couple $1,000 camera?
They are. In fact, I would say today the cameras in the latest smartphones are as good as a $200 camera, especially with all the apps and special effects and creating collages and filters and all. But there's news this week of a company called Light, L-I-G-H-T, that says next year cameras in your smartphone are going to take pictures the quality of a $2,000 camera.
Wow. Wait for that. Kim Gerritsen helping us out with technology here on Good Day.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigol's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.